listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo oversees Sukamahi Dam development in Bogor. State-owned electricity company starts fixing infrastructure following Banten tsunami. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. When completed, the dam is expected to play a role in reducing frequent flooding that hit the capital city of Jakarta. President Jokowi said after overseeing the dam located at Sukamahi village in Megamendung, Bogor district, that this dam can reduce flooding in the capital of Jakarta. The president on the occasion was accompanied by Minister of State Secretary Pratikno, Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadimulyono, Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan, and West Java Deputy Governor Uu Ruzanul. The government, through the Ciliwung Cisadane River Regional Office, is working to oversee flooding in Jakarta by building dams in Ciawi and Sukamahi, located in Bogor District. Construction of the two dams, which began in 2017, are targeted for completion in 2019. Both dams are expected to reduce the floods in Jakarta originating from Bogor. These two dams have the function of slowing the water to Jakarta. State-owned electricity company PLN has begun fixing infrastructure damage by a tsunami that hit the Sunda Strait, Banten and Lampung provinces, killing 429 people. The disaster was triggered by underwater landslides following the eruption of Anak Krakatau. PLN's Executive Vice President of Corporate Communications and CSRI, Made Suprateka, said the company would accelerate the work both in Banten and Lampung. In Bandar Lampung, particularly in Wai Mulia village, Kalianda, the electricity company has fixed 27 out of 30 distribution stations, involving 40 technicians, the company said in a press statement, adding that 90% of the infrastructure had been fixed. In Pandeglang and Carita, Banten, PLN has fixed 180 electricity substations, while 68 other substations were undergoing repairs, the statement said, adding that 16 electricity poles that collapsed during the tsunami had been reinstalled. Meanwhile, Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Ignatius Chonan said the ministry's 17 emergency response teams had been deployed to help survivors. The eruption of Mount Anak Krakatau could endanger aircraft, according to Dwi Korita Karnawati, head of the National Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG. The volcano's ash spreads in accordance with the wind direction. Personnel of BMKG, with the cooperation of the Indonesian Defense Forces aboard a plane, had approached Mount Anak Krakatau twice to get aerial view of the volcano's crater. The cloud was quite thick and the airplane's window was hit by ash particles, so they decided to return because the ash particles could degrade the plane's engine performance. The agency forecasts moderate until heavy rains in Mount Anak Krakatau surrounding areas. Volcanic activity from Mount Anak Krakatau had triggered and underwater landslides that led to an abnormal tidal surge and the resulting tsunami that hit Banten and Lampung provinces on late December 22. The tsunami affected five districts, Pandeglang and Serang in Banten province, and South Lampung, Tanggamus, and Pasawaran in Lampung province. Mount Krakatau is located on an island in the Sunda Strait between Java and Sumatra Island. Tsunami that hit the coastal area of Banten on Saturday destroyed hundreds of homes. More than 400 people died and 1,000 people injured. Shortly after the incident occurred, assistance from the central government, the military and police, and volunteers arrived. Met on the sidelines of his visit at Berkah Hospital Pandeglang, Deputy Governor of Banten, Andika Hasrumi, expressed his gratitude to all parties who have provided various kinds of assistance.
Bantuan kita maksimalkan dari
Thank God, we receive assistance from the central government, from fellow volunteers. I express my gratitude for the support, sympathy, empathy from the agencies, the wider community, and volunteers who are truly very helpful in helping the people, especially those in Pandeglang district. The point is, the assistance and supports become our strength here. Vice Governor of Banten, Andika Hasrumi, moreover added that the provincial government will optimizing aid distribution in several areas that difficult to reach, such as Sumur Sub-District, Umang Island, Handalam Island, and Ujung Jaya Sub-District. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Oil Palm Estate Fund stressed that it would continue its program in 2019 despite the temporary removal of export levies due to the recent crude palm oil CPO price slump. The Indonesian Oil Palm Estate Fund Finance, General Affairs, Confluence and Risk Management Director Chatur Arianto Widodo said recently that the fund had collected 14.48 trillion rupiahs, or about $992 million, in export levies of CPO and other palm oil products from January until November in 2018, higher than projected levies of 10.76 trillion rupiahs. In 2017, the Oil Palm Estate Fund collected 13.05 trillion rupiahs in export levies. The agency's replanting director, Herdrajat Natawijaya, said it had not set a target for export levies next year amid unpredictable prices. The central government has designated Raden Intan II in Branti, South Lampung District, Lampung Province, with international status. With the granting of the international status, Raden Intan II Airport, earlier only limited to serving domestic flights, is expected to serve international flights in the future. The Lampung Provincial Government Public Relations Office confirmed on Thursday that Raden Intan II, being designated as an international airport, was based on Transportation Minister's Decision number KP2044 of 2018, signed by the Transportation Minister on December 18. Through this decision, the Ministry of Transportation has urged the authority of Lampung Raden Intan II Airport to meet safety, security, and service requirements as an international airport. Finally, the Ministry has called for the submission of information in the Aeronautical Information Publication over changes in the status of Lampung's Raden Intan II Airport as an international airport. The Culture and Tourism Agency said that the 14th anniversary of the earthquake and tsunami in Aceh, scheduled to be held at the Maharaja Mosque, Gurah Lamgiu Ewu Village, Fiukan Bada Sub-District, Aceh Besar Regency. The event will be attended by 10,000 people. This was said by the head of marketing at the Aceh Culture and Tourism Agency, Rahmadani, in Aceh Besar on Tuesday. He explained that the guests who would attend not only from Aceh, but also from other provinces, including guests from abroad such as Malaysia and Japan. The presence of Ustaz Abdul Somad, one of popular clerics in the country, who will deliver his sermon at the event, become a magnet among the residents. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is today's commentary, entitled, 2019 is full of hope. I'm Dalat Mane. The year 2018 will soon end, with the new year 2019 coming. Towards the end of 2018, predictions about political and economic problems are emerged. Some are optimistic. Others are pessimistic. What's certain is, in 2018, some parts of the world are still experiencing sad events. Besides being caused by a number of disasters like earthquakes, floods, and storms, many casualties were also caused by conflict and war. The United States, which didn't experience war or armed conflict, noted the damage caused by the storm that hit the east side of the country. Indonesia, one of the countries located in the Ring of Fire, had to face earthquake and tsunami disasters, namely in West Nusa Tenggara, Central Sulawesi, and several days before the end of the year in the Sunda Strait. Various world leaders expressed condolences for the disaster, which resulted in fatalities and property damage in Indonesia. The world is also still suffering from the grief of the civil war in Syria and followed by Yemen. Countless casualties inevitably fell due to civil war, which eventually involved outsiders. The participation of large and influential countries, namely the United States, Russia, Iran, and Saudi Arabia, did not make the conflict subside, no longer feeling safe in their own countries. Thousands of Syrians and Yemenis fled to Europe, dreaming of living in peace. Until the turn of the year, it is not clear when the dispute will end. The news of the United States quitting from Syria is still a question mark. During 2018, sadness was also experienced by Palestinians living in Gaza. Many civilians were killed as a result of the bombardment by Israeli soldiers. Tensions at the Al-Aqsa Mosque also took place when Israeli soldiers violated the congregation trying to enter the Islamic Mosque in South Asia. A dispute between the Afghan government and resistance militias is still unstoppable. In addition to physical war that mobilized weapons, the world was also affected by the trade wars of economic giants China and the United States. Since Trump came to power, a trade war against China has been carried out. As a result, the world economy, especially in developing countries that have business and trade links with the two major countries, is affected. Will the world condition in 2019 improve? Signs of peace in the war-torn countries and conflict areas still have not shown any improvement towards the end of the year. Both Beijing and Washington still made rhetoric persisting with economic policies that imply a trade war. However, not all regions are hit by chaos and gloom, so 2019 will be full of dynamics with the hope of peace and improvement of life that must be put forward. That was commentary.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. Here are some events happened on 26th of December. The first information is about Jack Johnson, the boxing champion. On December 26, 1908, Jack Johnson was the first black boxer to win the heavyweight boxing championship title after he successfully defeated his rival named Tommy Burns, a Canadian boxer, in the 14th round of a match which took place in Sydney, Australia. The second information is about the dissolution of the Soviet Union. In the end of 1980s, the last Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, tried to restructurize his country by implementing the glasnost and perestroika policies. However, the implementation of the two policies triggered
disintegration in the Soviet Union states, which eventually disintegrated the countries. The Soviet Union was officially dissolved on 26th of December 1991 after a failed coup attempt was plotted against Gorbachev's presidency. The rights and responsibilities of the Soviet Union were handed to the Russian Federation government. The last information is about the tsunami in Aceh on 26th of December 2004. Aceh was hit by a 9.1 magnitude earthquake. The quake triggered tremendous tsunami that spread in East Africa. In addition, the tsunami also hit several countries located surrounding the Indian Ocean. The tsunami killed 170,000 people in Aceh. Meanwhile, in other countries, the tsunami had 50,000 casualties. The death toll reached 220,000 people. The high amount of victims was caused by the absence of tsunami early warning system so that people could not save themselves. Although there was an hour interval before the tsunami happened, many people were not notified about the signs of tsunami. Listener, that was Today in History.
Kini kau tak menarik lagi, tapi ku merasa kau tidak. Kau selalu bertanya apa ku masih cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the world on 3325 kilohertz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Welcome to My Indonesia. We will bring a topic about manufacturing industry, the centerpiece to boost export value. The Indonesian government keeps boosting the export value in a bid to improve the trade balance amid the global economic uncertainty. In conjunction to this, manufacturing industry will be the centerpiece that contributes to strengthening national economic structure. Indonesian Industrial Minister Erlangga Hartarto in Jakarta on Monday, December 24, said that currently the export of manufacturing industry's products have contributed 72.28% of the total national export. It shows that the national manufacturing industry can compete in global market. The Industrial Ministry recorded that the export value of manufacturing products keeps expanding each year. Until December 2018, the export value successfully gained 130.74 billion US dollars, namely it increased to 4.51%. Minister Erlangga said, in a bid to encourage the development of manufacturing products export, investment and expansion need to be improved. Meanwhile, in a bid to boost industrial capacity, more investments should be established so that new business can be developed. Until December 2018, non-oil and gas industrial investments approximately reached 226.18 trillion rupiah. Besides boosting domestic industry, investments can also strengthen the domestic industrial structure to substitute import. From the achievements, the total laborers of industrial sector has reached 18.25 million people. Therefore, the government keeps formulating policy about more appealing fiscal incentive application to support the business climate. One of the two ways to support the business climate is by improving the productivity of sedan cars, because based on the demand of export market, sedan cars have huge potential. The opportunity of sedan cars can reach 1.3 million units. Minister Erlangga said that a number of automotive industries can export their products if investment support them. Support from investment can help domestic automotive industries produce competitive product. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Masa-masa indah kita lalui, semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika kau hadir kembali di hadapanku. Kurasakan saat pertama ku kecup keningmu, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangatan mesra rasa cintamu. Kini kita kembali bersama dalam suasana yang sendu seperti kala kita pertama berjumpa. Saat itu, namun tak mungkin lagi tuh kita mengulangi, karena ada satu garis batas yang tercipta. Hingga tersenyum saja ku terkenang masa-masa indah kita lalui, semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika ku hadir kembali di hadapanku. Ku rasakan saat pertama ku kecup keningmu, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangat dan mesra rasa cintamu. Oh, oh. Dalam
seperti kala kita pertama berjumpa saat itu. Namun tak mungkin lagi tuh kita mengulangi, karena ada satu garis batas yang tercipta. Hingga senyum saja,
kau sudah ada yang punya.
Begitupun dengan diriku,
kita hanya dapat mengingat
semua kenangan. Oh oh oh, begitupun dengan diriku,
kita hanya dapat mengingat
semua.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring information about art, culture, culinary, and tourism. In today's edition, we will take you to explore one of tourism objects in North Sumatra. Stay tuned. Gunung Leuser National Park is a conservation and tourism area in North Sumatra. Lawang and Tangkahan Hills are the main tourism attractions of the region, named as the Tropical Rainforest Heritage of Sumatra by UNESCO. On Lawang Hill, you will find clear water stream that looks stunning, known as Landak Bahorok River. Landak Bahorok River is not very huge, but the clearness and the freshness of its water can soothe every visitor. The clearness of the water makes the small stones under the water visible. Besides its clear water, the river is also home to exotic caves located in the edge of the river. The caves were formed naturally. At least, there are three caves in the area, namely Batu Payung, Gong, and Kampret Caves. The presence of these caves enrich the beauty of the tourism object. Landak Bahorok is a suitable place for camping because it is still well preserved and surrounded by lush trees. Colorful camping tents are provided on the edge of the river. While camping at the river, visitors will be mesmerized not only by the fresh air, but also the harmonious sounds of the stream flowing endlessly. The sound of the wind that blows the tree and the sounds of nocturnal animals will make your camping experience more extraordinary. Listener, Landak Bahorok is located at Limpang Jaya Village, Bahorok, North Sumatra. To reach the destination, visitors must head to Medan Pinang Baris bus terminal first. From the terminal, visitors must take a bus to Lawang Hill. After arriving there, visitors should take left turn. During the trip, visitors will pass river with hanging bridge and local plantations. Listener, That was Indonesian Wonder. See you on our next edition with other interesting topics. Goodbye.
Debar-debar hatiku mengajak engkau bertemu, menyediakan waktumu pergi malam minggu. Aku siapkan diriku mendengar segala jawabanmu. Adakah engkau mau pergi denganku? Bahagianya sendiri, tapi kau tak kunjung pastikan rasa di hati. Ku bosan menanti dirimu, jangan kau lukai lagi, karena kau kini gantung aku. Apalah maumu, biarkan diriku diam tenggelam dalam tuai harapanmu yang kau beri untukku.
Indonesia.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Cultivation Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Selamat Hari Natal or Merry Christmas. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Selamat Hari Natal or Merry Christmas. At Joko's house, Enda gives Tony a Christmas greeting.
Selamat Hari Natal, Tony.
Terima kasih, Enda. Ini adalah pengalaman pertama saya merayakan Natal di luar negeri.
Oh iya?
Iya.
Bagaimana rasanya?
Saya pikir sama saja. Ada banyak hiasan Natal di mall, seperti pohon cemara yang dihias.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Selamat Hari Natal, in English, Merry Christmas. Pengalaman, in English, experience. Merayakan, in English, to celebrate. Pohon Natal, in English, Christmas tree. Hiasan Natal, in English, Christmas decoration. Ini adalah pengalaman pertama saya merayakan Natal di luar negeri. Ini adalah pengalaman pertama saya merayakan Natal di luar negeri. In English, this is my first experience celebrating Christmas abroad. Bagaimana rasanya? Bagaimana rasanya? In English, how do you feel? Saya pikir sama saja. Saya pikir sama saja. In English, I think it is the same. Ada banyak hiasan Natal di mall, seperti pohon cemara yang dihias. Ada banyak hiasan Natal di mall, seperti pohon cemara yang dihias. In English, there are many Christmas decorations at mall, like decorated pine trees. Do you have ever learned to say selamat or congratulations in Indonesian language? Today, I will give some Christmas greetings. Selamat Hari Natal or Selamat Merayakan Natal. In English, Merry Christmas. Sometimes people in Indonesia convey Christmas greeting by not mentioning Christmas, only saying Selamat Hari Raya or Happy Holiday. If you want to congratulate Christmas and New Year, you can say Selamat Natal dan Tahun Baru, or Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Well, to tell your first experience celebrating Christmas outside your country, you can say, ini adalah pengalaman pertama saya merayakan Natal di luar negeri. Other examples. Ini adalah pengalaman pertama saya pergi ke luar negeri. In English, this is my first experience to go abroad. Ini adalah pengalaman pertama saya menghias pohon Natal. In English, this is my first experience decorating a Christmas tree. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat Hari Natal, Tony.
Terima kasih, Enda. Ini adalah pengalaman pertama saya merayakan Natal di luar negeri.
Oh iya?
Iya.
Bagaimana rasanya?
Saya pikir sama saja. Ada banyak hiasan Natal di mall, seperti pohon cemara yang dihias.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Takkan pernah berhenti untuk selalu percaya. kecilmu bicara. Karena ku yakin kan datang saatnya. Kau jadi bagian hidupku. Kau jadi bagian. Akan setia menunggu. Takkan pernah berhenti untuk selalu percaya, walau harus menunggu seribu tahun lamanya. Biarkanlah terjadi, wajar apa adanya, walau harus menunggu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the Music Corner, so stay tuned.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, I will present you pop songs from Payung Teduh. The group released a single entitled Sebuah Lagu in November 2018. Many people think that Sebuah Lagu becomes an original soundtrack from Disney animation film entitled Wreck It Ralph 2, as matter of the fact that the song Sebuah Lagu was only shown on part of credit title, especially in theaters of Indonesia and Malaysia. Therefore, the Payung Teduh has become the first Indonesian band that contributed a song for Disney film. How is the song? Let's check it out, Sebuah Lagu by Payung Teduh.
Sama tak melakukan apapun, keluh kesahkan perjuangan dan masa sulit. Seduhan teh dan persahabatan melunturkan lelah. Jam dinding tak berjarum, sudah larut kaki enggan melangkah.
Sejangkir cerita tangis.
Listener, you have just listened to the song entitled Sebuah Lagu by Payung Teduh. The lyric narrates about very open friendship for all feelings and experiences. A close friend can become encouragement while an expectation almost loses. The theme of full friendship has made Payung Teduh is received to collaborate with entertainment company and international media, namely Walt Disney. Moreover, Marsha Ditya is chosen to be vocalist of Payung Teduh, especially for the song Sebuah Lagu. Actually, Marsha is a manager for Payung Teduh, but she has been a singer for several times for the group. Meanwhile, it has not found permanent vocalist since 2017. It was due to Istiqomah Jamaat, or IS, resigned from the group as the vocalist since 2017. Listener, coming up now, a song entitled Untuk Perempuan Yang Sedang Dalam Pelukan.
Di tengah pelariannya di mana
Alright listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.